We'll save you a seat for the state of the school. Happy November, everyone. It's hard to believe it's already here. And yet, as I look back on a very busy start of the year calendar, I shouldn't be too surprised to have turned the page to November. We've been doing quite a bit around here as the year has really hit its groove. In the midst of that shared busyness, whether you're cheering at a home game, attending your grade level social, coming to hear from our partners at McLean Hospital, or showing up for a sharing assembly, it may be easy to lose track of all that's happening on and about campus on a given weeknight. Allow me then to help you prioritize a bit. State of the School is this Thursday night. If you're available, please join us in Coolidge Hall that evening. If not, no worries, we'll be streaming it live on Facebook, but if possible, you really should be there in person. Why, you say? Well, I thought you'd never ask. State of the School serves a number of critical purposes. One, it allows us to share back straight to you the information we glean from the annual parent survey that we give in the spring. Your insights, suggestions, and informed opinions on what makes BDS so special and how we might improve it are invaluable. The State of the School provides the perfect forum to let you know how we're responding to all that we've learned. Two, State of the School also will allow us to help parents understand how to make sense, we hope, of a rather crowded year-long BDS calendar. What if we could distill a year's worth of events into categories like parent education, or curricular insight, or community building? Thus, folks like you wouldn't feel like they had to guess at the purpose of a given event, but rather they could understand precisely why we're hosting it. Three, the State of the School ultimately aims to provide a clearer sense of what the macro influences on education are right now and how we at Belmont Day are thinking about preparing for them. So if you're curious to know how we might think about what the next great challenge and opportunity for our children may be over the course of the next quarter century and how we aim to prepare them for it, we'll speak to that as well. State of the School also works in concert with our corporation meeting in the spring, where that gathering serves as an important look back at the school's year through the lens of our Parents Association and the Board of Trustees. The State of the School casts its vision forward, a reminder perhaps that for as quickly as September and October have come and gone, there still remains a full year of inspiration and challenge ahead of us. And with that, I wish you all a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Thanks, everyone.